Sports Authority is knowing. Sports Authority is saying. John and Mark and Ken playing. CKIWI Radio. Sports Authority is on mic. Sports Authority is worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yes, we're here. We're here. Thank God we are here. Even though I had to jump over that monitor, man, that hurts. Anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome to Studio B. Hooray, hurrah for you.
The monitor's glad that you missed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my nads. You know? I was like, God, you see the thing twist, and I don't mean the monitor either. Welcome to the Detroit Sports Authority, where we always have open arms for you. Unless you're a fat chick. Anyways, glad that you were here.
Then there's nothing open.
The door is shut. The door is shut to the kitchen. I mean, anyways, lucky that you were here because we are not bought and paid for by anybody, and so that's what makes us even one step higher than
ESPN.
That's right. Or even NBC.
NBCSN.
Yeah, what the hell is, are they doing any decently? Any good?
They're showing a lot of odd stuff.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of ESPN when they were first new, when they were doing, like, rodeo, when nobody gave a damn, like now.
Boy,
you know,
there is just a lot of soccer on now.
That's because they don't have high standards like we do.
That's right. And we have the highest standards here at the Call Mark studio. So call Mark if you got a Coke can that needs to be chewed up and spit out.
That's right. I'll run it over.
That's right. With your toys, with everything else. And I'll knock on the door and I'll bitch at you for doing it.
That's right.
While I go over your lawn.
That's right. While I cut the Mr. I logo on your front lawn.
The most friendliest fellow ever. Our sport director here at CKWR Radio 76, Mark Melichek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And there's discounts this week for Mr. I logos.
Edging. And talking about edging, nothing's more edgier than trying to do your taxes while in the bathroom, but he does it anyways. Our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in the Wild West out there.
That's right. Oh, Wild West? I can say Wild West. I can be yeehaw. Wait a minute.
Yeehaw!
There we go. I thought we'd have one there for you.
And if you're calling Kenny now for your taxes, there might be an issue.
Call now. All right, so we don't have the SEC here. We do have the DMCA here, and we have a lot of other problems here, but, did I say problem? No, I didn't mean problem, I mean kinks here, but lucky you, the kinks are here playing You Really Got Me, so we really got you tonight for nothing but nonstop sport thrills,
frivolity.
Frivolity, I was going to go for that.
Hijinks.
Yeah, horse play without the horse.
Ooh, that means a lot of playing.
Here. Oh, boy. Knew this was going to happen.
Oh, Mrs. Ford.
Go away.
Jeez. No linebacker.
Oh, jeez. She just can't wait for that first exhibition game.
I'll give you an exhibition. I'm wearing yoga pants. Woohoo. Where's those boys now?
Oh,
I love two-a-days, if you know what I mean. 23 skidoo.
Just two a day?
Two lines a day, well, defense and offense.
She has to have nap time, too.
Oh, no, not me. I just have to make time to pump my stomach. Anyways, glad to see you, guys. I got to go out there and see if it's pad day.
Sure it's not a two followed by a zero? 20 a day?
Well, it keeps the dust away.
Well, they seem to have expanded rosters during training camp.
Well, see the thing about it is why they're playing the exhibition game? She's with the practice squad.
Practicing on them. Yeah.
That's why it's called that. Well, and we're glad that you called here. So here's how the game is played today. What we do is we have a wonderful written piece of paper that we're probably going to glance at because there is so much sports that happens in the summertime, especially now. You know, here's what we'll start with. And then there was... here's the story. When your whole city sucks when it comes to sports, you know, you're taking a look at World Poker League.
Yeah, or you know, soccer.
And more soccer.
Or tennis.
Or football soccer.
Golf.
Or soccer.
Or tennis soccer.
Or tennis golf.
Golf soccer.
Now that would
Why
be
don't we just do tennis golf? We'll have nonstop old white guys with funny pants hitting the ball over the net. Chip shots.
Yeah.
There you go. We got something here. Then that way all the rich people can feel, ooh, we're safe. Here. Oh, get out. You know?
Not Wait till safe. Later. Get out of here.
Don't drain yourself. Good Lord. How much can you... I mean, she's like a water balloon. Yeah. It's like it's filled up.
Go fix your yoga pants or something. Get out of here.
They're sticking.
I wonder why.
But what isn't sticking is you're fine 4-30 Detroit... Now 4-31 Absolutely. Detroit Tigers.
After their wonderful performance this afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had the big trade deadline last week. And we got
Which
these...
one? I won't even give you a... I'll give you an alarm. No, a bomb. There you go.
And one of the players they got back is their new right fielder.
Oh, here, I'll give you another one.
Yeah. God. I don't know how they pronounce his name. I call him Demerit because every time I watch him play, he gets another Demerit.
Oh, but he got a hit, though. Yeah. Boy, him and Rogers, they're going to save the team. They're the new Trammell Whitaker.
Right before I left, come over here. We had the news on TV, and it shows Demerit going back for a ball and bounces off his glove. It's yeah. like, yeah, okay, nothing new.
Was that yesterday or was that
it was
today? So that's two now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said he's below average in the field. He started out as a second baseman, and that didn't last. So then he moved him over to a shortstop and third base, washed out there. Now they stuck him in the outfield. And...
Mark, as somebody who's actually literally a pro, you know, how, if you can catch a fly ball at second base, how can you not catch a fly ball in right field? Yes, there's a little bit more running. Yes, there's a little more depth.
Right.
But, I mean, driving a car in a pickup is still the same, ain't it?
Correct.
He's just crappy.
There is a big difference going from the infield to the outfield. I mean, because when I played, you know, there were times I'd go out in the outfield, catch fly balls. There is a big difference because it's hard, you know, there's a difference judging a pop-up in an infield comparing to judging a fly ball in the outfield. So if the guy washed out playing second, short, and third, and then they're trying to make him into an outfielder, that is a big change.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this experiment has been going on, but evidently it's not working. He looks like Nicholas Castellanos in the outfield.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing is, too. I mean, in 2013, he was a first-round draft pick. That's a long time ago. And, I mean, he was drafted by Texas, then gets traded to Atlanta, and now Atlanta trades him to Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not considered a high upside guy at this point. He strikes out a lot.
See, that's what I don't understand when they go, well, he was, you know, first round. How many first round draft picks from 2008 did we get? You know, if it's been 11 years and you're still double A, kind of triple A, you're not a first, obviously you were overpicked big time. You know, so when they go, oh, yeah, man, we got four number one picks. No, you really kind of didn't. And, Kenny, you hit it right on the head. You know, these guys, you're just like, after your third year, you're just like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and after your 10th year, you're just like everybody else. Now, there's always that little bit of excitement. There's always the red pop thing. And you know something? And I was telling Mark this the other day. What we should do is rewind the tape from last week that said, as soon as it gets really close to the trade deadline, Velia is going to get happy feet. And whatever it is. And in the Detroit News Sunday?
Free Press.
Free Press.
Anthony Fenich.
That just went right through it and said, this is how you play Detroit to get, you know, whatever you want and give them crumbs back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, what we had, I mean, we had Shane Green and Nicholas Castellanos got traded, right? And everyone said,
Pro ballers.
You need position players. You don't need more pitching. You need position players. He picks up three pitchers and one position player.
Yeah.
And he got boxed in, and we'll go through that as we talk today. But
I mean, it's a wonderful place to start.
Yeah. At least.
Besides Toronto.
He was smart enough not to get rid of Boyd.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, but that's.
I don't think that was his call.
Because I think mostly because he was asking for
the moon,
you know, the starting nine from what from whatever team he was trading with.
And according to the Fenich article, I mean, the other executives were quoted as one said
he's a dick.
He's borderline comical. Another one said he's impossible to deal with.
Yeah, okay, tough
because
guy.
Because what happened is he comes out asking for the moon, figuring, well, I'll start high and work my way down. They stopped talking to him. I mean, they stopped negotiating. So they're not working their way down from his high bid. They just stopped. They went elsewhere. And that's why he said the week before, he told Boyd, I don't think we're trading you.
Yeah, because he knew already.
There was no conversations going on.
No.
Everybody looked at him and said, you're a dick. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, which is kind of really amazing if you think about it, because you're not dealing from strength.
No. You know?
Yes, and because the funny thing is that you took a look at a week beforehand. There was ESPN, Sporting News, everybody was saying, this is where Boyd's going. Here's the five teams he could possibly go. Yankees.
Astros.
Astros, for sure. Boston. San Diego, and there was one more. You know, but for all of them to shut down, every single one, I understand where this goes. You start high, and then you kind of settle somewhere where everybody's happy, and away you go kind of thing. But to hold on to Boyd, which is no guarantee.
It's one thing to start high, but, I mean, he was asking for Gleyber Torres from the Yankees. I mean, seriously.
For who?
For Boyd. Another
Straight
team,
up?
Yeah, another team, he was asking for two of its top three prospects. Another team, he was asking for four top prospects.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's one thing to start high, it's another thing to start ridiculous. And he started out in a ridiculous position, and that's why they all said, you know, you can't talk to this guy.
What's high, you know? I mean, what's... I should go backward. What's four top prospects? Your 21st, your 98th,
your 200th? No, he was asking top 15.
One, two, three, four?
Yeah.
For Boyd?
Yeah.
For 1 year?
For Boyd. No, for 3 years.
But I mean, Boyd had one. This is his one decent year.
And the scouts aren't convinced that he's going to be an ace. I mean, he's looked at as a two or a three.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, what's that worth?
He's a Petrie.
Yeah. He's not a Morris. He's a Petrie.
No. At every part of it. Yeah.
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 So, I mean, everybody just said, fuck off. We're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so now...
So he winds up with nobody talking to him about Boyd, and then he, like I said, I don't think it was his call.
Whose call do you think it was?
I think it was everybody else's call.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Of the other teams.
Everybody else's call, because they didn't call.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Because I was going to say, if you think that Chris Illich said, don't do this.
Now you look at, he had to trade Castellanos. He's gone at the end of the year. So what did you do? What did you do with Castellanos? Well, you go out there and you're looking at the trade market last deadline. You didn't deal him because you didn't like what you're seeing. You figure trade him over the winter. And what does he do? He comes out at Tiger Fest and he says, well, nobody's interested in him. There are no takers. Well, great. That's how you generate interest, huh?
Didn't he do that with somebody else, too? That there's no market for him, so we're going to keep him.
No, he prepared the bullshit with Anthony. He goes, oh, they're lined up at the door.
Yeah, oh, that's
what
it was.
So laughable.
This guy has no... I mean, in that article, he basically said he's a yes man to Illich, and Illich doesn't give a damn, you know, paraphrasingly. Oh, by the way, everything spoken in today's show is our own opinions, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, even though it is true.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
He said he's risk-averse. I mean, you look... He had a chance to trade Fulmer back in 2017. And something that Mr. Sarver here has been preaching about since
I can remember.
And according to Fenech, he had the opportunity to trade him to the Cubs for Javier Baez and two other players.
And he didn't pull the trigger.
And he didn't do it. He was also offered by the Astros, if you'll trade us Fulmer and who else was it? Let me look. I have it in here.
Anybody, who cares?
And Justin Wilson will give you Alex Bregman.
Now, all-star third baseman?
Javier Baez, Baez and Bregman, I mean, they hadn't broken out yet. But, I mean, they were obvious talents.
Yeah.
And, oh, we'll keep Fulmer. Because why? Because Fulmer, he was Rookie of the Year, and he's getting better. And that violent delivery of his that
which
causes
is something
his elbow
that you
to blow
said.
Is not something that we're worried about.
And that was something that you said back in the day. Look at how hard he throws, how that real whip happens now that he's got elbow. Now, for
they showed
both
a picture. They showed a picture of him
like this
on the internet, and he was like this.
It's radio.
The arm was down, but his elbows were up. And you couldn't see the feet, but it looked like the front foot was planted already. And it's like inverted W. Inverted W. His delivery, I mean, his arm is slow. And he's got to whip it around. That's how he's generating his velocity. And it's going to blow out.
And it's going to blow out again.
Yeah.
Because you can't, how are you going to unteach the way that you have pitched all your life?
They've had pitchers where they've tried to undo it. And what happens is their velocity drops when they throw normally.
82.
And then they're hittable. And Julio Teheran of the Braves was one of them.
Yeah, but they, you know what they do? They point out some guy from Chicago that came back successfully from Tommy John. You know, all right, one. All right, line up all the guys that got Tommy John and see how long everybody's career lasted after that. You know, especially if you're a whipsaw thrower like this guy is. Didn't we have a sidearmer a couple of years ago?
Yeah, Coleman.
What the hell happened to him?
Yeah.
It got rid of him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to the rest of this team.
Where is he at?
I don't know if he's anywhere now.
What I sincerely hate is the media, besides us, it just trying really desperately to have demerit and Rodgers be the Laurel and Hardy, be the saviors of this team. Two young faces, look at their hitting. You got two red pops, and it is August 6, 2019. You have two red pops that are hitting, kind of. I mean, they go, oh yeah, they got two singles in their first at-bats, and then they struck out the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. When you look at...
We're so angry at these guys. Assholes.
Yeah, you look at what...
Loser.
You look at the way they've handled this whole thing. You know, well, that's the four guys that we got. They're the best that we could get. It's a soft market.
Yeah.
Well, it's a soft market because you made it one.
It's just like, well, it's video games that make people kill. No, you can't go back to that same till all the damn time. You just can't.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go back and say, well, you know, everybody knew, well, like, all right, then everybody points at Greinke and go, look what they got.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, the guys from Houston are bumming. It's like, damn it, where do we got to go now? Where?
Well, he waits on Castellanos until basically the guy has almost no value, and then he's got to flush him out. Well, the same thing with Green. A couple years ago, that he had the opportunity to trade Green because Green had a good season, and he didn't like what he was offered. He said, well, we're going to hold on to him, but his value will go up. Did it?
Well,
no.
Who's the GM for Blue Jays? Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Anyways, his whole thing was he traded away star after star after star. He wants a whole team that's under club control for a couple of years. He thinks that's a way to build a team. Even though, no, you got nothing but suck, even though they do have a breakout year. You know, I don't think that. I think it's going to be an only Detroit up there. You got two breakout year guys, and then who? You know, people under club control. So you're going to have a payroll. This winter is going to be weird. And talking about which, when did they get rid of the waiver draft?
This is the first year without.
This is the first year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? That's the second fun. It's all for Detroit.
Yeah. Well, they figured too many teams were using that to do major deals instead of the July 31st, so they get rid of it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
movement is something that keeps people's interest. Now, if you got if your team is gone, 35 games gone, you know, and a lot of we should probably put up the standings on the Magic board here, but you have in the most competitive, uncompetitive, suck American League Central. You know, no team is 36 games out, except for Detroit. 36 in the top part of August.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're going to have people watching? Allegedly, there were 16,000 people there yesterday. 16,000? Where?
Must have had a car show.
It must have been giving away K-cars.
Yeah.
Free rides on the Ferris wheel?
No. You know what they were giving away?
Free Caesar Supreme.
Here we go. tasty.
Couple of my workers were at the game last night, and I told them, stay away from the Caesar Supremes because I need you to be at work today.
There you go. Tasty.
They're 32-77. They're 45 games below 500.
Oh, God, that 500 thing.
Winning percentage is .294. They're not even 300.
I guess they don't even deserve the C word. Competitive.
They don't, but they deserve the other C word. Mr. Avila does. Yes.
There you go. Oh, there. I'll give you even a... I mean, he must have moved to Hamilton. Boo! Oh, no, he didn't. That was in Hamilton. There's Hamilton. Get an NHL franchise over there
now,
quickly.
Get this. After the deadline, Avila has a press conference. And he said that he thought that the players he received were the best that he could get. Well, I guess that's probably true. It's the best that you can get for him. And that he could always trade pitching prospects for hitting prospects. Now,
no.
What have we seen?
Nothing.
We haven't seen him trade pitching prospects for hitting prospects.
He can't even draft hitting prospects.
Yeah, true
and when he does, they're out of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. We can wait. Again, this is kicking the can down the road. He doesn't have to produce in the next 3 years, but by golly, he's just, you know, Del Erie is just filled with people. So many people, they got to get rid of him. That's how good a talent they have.
But then he's got a unknown extension.
That's right.
That's right.
He might be here until the 2050.
Yeah.
Well, MLB Pipeline came out now, and they ranked the Tigers minor league system as sixth. Moved him up from 10th.
Six.
And it's like, yeah, well, you can't be looking at Toledo.
Can't be looking at Flying Tigers.
Are they going by talent, or are they just going by how many guys are filling in the...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's, you know what, really? It's like a turd stuffing up your toilet, and the water is overflowing all over the place. Gee, you got a lot of water all over it, but...
Yeah, see, it's number one.
Yeah.
Because it's filled with water.
Yeah, there you go. Because
right.
It's so
it's
much.
Flowing.
Yeah, it's yeah, flowing right. All over the place. But then you look at, what's the reason? Because you got a big black banana just stuffing it all up. You know, so okay, kids.
It missed the CC Supreme and landed right in there.
Whoops,
huh?
whoops. tasty. Yep, true.
They can't be going by talent. They got to be going by the number of prospects
right.
in the system.
I'm trying to think, who do you got in even Erie? You have a few, allegedly. Yeah, you know, now that you have Rogers up here.
They got some decent arms down in Erie, but as far as hitting prospects, I don't see a whole lot down there.
I think
made the
point last week that generally you have hitters in the minor leagues that have poor plate discipline and little power.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which and says what?
Which says they suck.
Yeah, nothing but strikeout kings.
Yeah.
Which is allegedly what this demerit guy is.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, he's... Let's see, what do? They play the White Sox, and then who after the White Sox?
Oh.
Who cares?
The reason being is that they're not playing the Yankees.
No,
you know?
No.
Because, I mean, or caliber that high, would they be? I don't think they're playing the Twins,
no.
And I'm not sure. I'm scared of the Twins. I think the Tigers with the Twins does what Mark always says whenever, like, teams play in hockey. If you're a crap team and you play, like, the top echelon, you play great. But if you're a really good team in hockey and you play the crap, you play down to that level. And you kind of almost wonder if that's what Detroit is going to do. They're screaming in Boston. They're screaming at Dombrowski right now.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you didn't pull any trigger, and this team's already cashed out? There's trouble in Mayville land.
Yeah.
Because they don't like their manager.
Yeah.
You know, allegedly. You know, and everybody else, Mookie's done Whatke.
They missed out on Brad.
Yeah, how did they screw that up? Yeah, I mean, really, talk about falling into a job. You know, I mean, World Series winners, you know, consistently beating the heck out of New York. You know, 3 times East champion, you know, and now, what happened?
The wheels came off, didn't
it? It's not the Big Poppy thing. They still have a lot of people, a lot of folks in there. I mean, depending if this is going to be JD's last year, because I don't know if it is. You know, if anything, he's free agent, restricted free agent, isn't he?
Well, he can opt out.
Okay, and so time to get out of team chaos while you can.
Could be.
I mean, but then again, whoever signs them, they have to give the other team something, don't they?
Well, here's the problem in Boston.
Give them something, something?
Here's the problem in Boston. They score a ton of runs. They've scored more runs than the Yankees. They have given up 601 runs. They're plus 58 on their differential.
Okay.
Kansas City Royals have also given up 601. And the Tigers have given up 612.
Wow. But then how many
So that tells you what's going on in Boston. The pitching is just horrible.
And as much as, you know, Porcello and Price should be on their last year, aren't they? Because, I mean, they got a whole lot of people that could say 23 skidoo kitties, and not one of them being Mrs. Ford.
Kansas City.
They play Kansas City next?
Yeah, and then Seattle.
Oh, my God, so these guys got a cupcake run. Oh, wait a minute, that's all in Detroit, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you can't hit in Detroit, so forget about that noise.
Well, they 4-31, they can't win at home, so they're going to lose them all.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. Everyone looks at the Tigers and say, oh, we're going to rebuild. We're following the Houston model. No, you're not.
No, not even close.
No, you're not. Houston knew what they were doing.
You don't have a competent GM.
You look at what happened in Houston with the Greinke trade. They picked up a Hall of Fame pitcher who's having a great year. They gave up 4 prospects.
Good prospects.
Not the first 2 prospects. They didn't give up their top 2 prospects. They gave up the next 4. So it hollows out some of your prospect depth, but you still have your top 2. And you pick up this guy. Now you have a rotation that includes Crinkly Dick, Garrett Cole, and Zach Greinke.
Now don't forget, they still made a trade with Toronto and got Aaron Sanchez.
Right, and they're going to work on him because he's one of these high spin pitchers that they specialize in fixing.
So he's the dark horse in this thing because Aaron Sanchez pitched very well for Toronto, but he got injured last year.
Yep.
And if they fix his butt...
And his first game with Houston was excellent. He didn't give up any runs.
3 pitchers threw a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Him and 2 relievers pitched a no-hitter against Seattle.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is...
So that's what I'm saying. So it's not just Greinke.
Yeah.
If Sanchez starts pitching better, they got dynamite
starting. Yeah, and if Cole leaves at the end of the year, they bring up Forrest Wheatley, plug him in, and you're still rocking and rolling.
Boy, see how you do things, Mr. Avila? But no, you do everything ass backwards.
He's over his head. I mean, any show to anybody, he's way, way over his head. He doesn't have scouts. He's not a scout. As much as he was supposed to be a super scout or something, you know? I mean, let's see. You brought your son up. Whee! Okay. Dombrowski bailed on you because Dombrowski didn't bring you, and he could have.
Yeah.
If you were worth a shit, you know? But it was like, again, the Detroit baseball Tigers panicked, and it was like, who's next? Who's next? You. Okay, you're in. Whatever. You know?
Yeah, and he just doesn't have, you know, for example, they said that if he were to have packaged Boyd and Green together, then he could have gotten the quality of hitting prospect he was looking for. But he didn't do it.
Because he likes numbers.
And he wanted to piecemeal them, and he was going to get a lot for each one of them.
Because he couldn't piece Castellanos in there because Castellanos is a worthless commodity.
Right. He has no trade value at this point as a rental. I mean, nobody's...
So the Castellanos trade is really useless because the two pitchers he got for Castellanos...
A double A and a high A guy, and neither one's considered to have a real high upside.
Right, because otherwise Castellanos would have got him nothing at the end of the year anyway, so you got to consider whatever he got, he got.
Yeah, but what does that mean, though? You know, I mean, it's kind of like saying you could walk away from the bar at the end of the week or at the end of the night, or you got the two fat chicks. All right, the two skanks. I mean, when the lights turned on and the roaches start running around, these two left. Okay, well, at least I got something out of the deal.
Well, but the thing about it is he never talked highly about Castellanos.
Right.
And then Castellanos rips
big time.
Everything.
Yeah. And you knew before he left. Yeah.
So what are you going to get for him? You're going to get a bag of used baseballs.
Yeah. Maybe.
So whatever you get for him, I guess you're going to get for him because... two negatives don't make a positive there.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side, didn't we pay part of his salary?
No.
No. He went. We got two guys. And if one of those guys ends up remotely being a long reliever or something, we made out on the trade.
Did we have Shane Green? Did we pay his?
No.
Because there's something that we paid $400,000 for one of them to leave. You know, and I thought it was Castellanos going to Chicago. You know, but that those deals are so sketchy. Normally, when you trade somebody at the deadline, it was Bob for Al. But it was like, well, we traded Castellanos and we got at one time we got three people back. At one time we had two people back. At one time we had two position people back. I mean, you were speculating.
Right.
How the hell do you speculate on a trade? You know exactly. That's why it's called a trade. I swap. Everybody was even down to the point where people were talking about cash considerations.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what they're getting. So nobody knew what you got for Castellanos.
It was all speculation. And it took a while before the word came out.
Yeah, well, because they went over the line, allegedly. You know, there is no real... trade deadline, wink, you know, because I've never seen Major League Baseball go, well, you guys two hours late, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you guys want to do it, we'll say that he got screwed up in the machine.
No, as long as, now they cover themselves, as long as the trade is in progress, they let you go over the deadline, as long as you're still talking about it.
Yeah, so what you do is you say, okay, we're going to trade him to you for future considerations. Players to be named later.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, you name them.
We should go into the intern file and go, has there ever been five players to be named later that amounted to anything at any time?
Generally not.
Yeah, right.
Because like, if there's somebody you really want, you want them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes what they do is they just let it go to the end of the season and that team doesn't have the heart to knock anybody off their team. So they go, how about money? You know, can we just give you some money? But what does giving money to a baseball team mean?
Nothing.
Zero. You know, you're going to make it up anyways on the TV contract.
Piss it away like it's nothing anyway.
Yeah, right.
Here's the other thing about DeMeritt I forgot to mention.
Yes?
The last 2 years, he was eligible to be selected under the Rule 5 draft. Yeah. You could have had him for nothing.
If he was that good?
And you passed on him. Twice.
Yeah. Who passed, though?
Everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Including Detroit.
Yeah, because he was a nothing now.
So now you that's what his value is that you went and traded Green for.
A pro starter, a man who is on a pro team, a pro. You know, it's amazing to me that every time I'll need you two guys to... Every time Avila traded a pro... Did we ever get a pro back?
What do you mean a pro? You mean a guy that major could, leaguer?
Yeah.
That
somebody
could
that,
be put right in the starting lineup.
Somebody
Not that I can remember.
Somebody that was a pro on another team that came back. I was like, he's from the Athletics. He's from the St. Louis Cardinals. As opposed to he's from Pawtucket. He's from Medicine Hat.
All right, okay, so what you're saying is, did you ever get major leaguers back? And the problem is, when you're in a rebuild, you don't want guys that are in the major leagues already, generally because you are looking for prospects that are going to come up, and you don't want to start biting away on the service time.
Right, and you're trying to alleviate money instead of bringing money back in. Right.
But even before they were doing the rebuild, Avila's first year, did we get any pro guy back?
I don't really remember much of any trades that he made. I remember the grand four free agent signings he made that year. You remember Jordan Zimmerman?
Yeah, the
Mike Pelfrey, Mark Lowe, and Justin Upton. How'd that all work out?
The 1-7 Zimmerman?
Yeah, 1-8.
1-8.
1-8. Yeah.
Got to be specific.
So we're paying $25 million for a guy to win a game.
We got to give you the right facts. He sucks.
Yeah, and he's injured again. He's on the injured list.
10 days. 10 days you will not see him.
No, it should be 100.
Oh, my God. And you know, the funny thing is, they ask Gartenhire, they go, well, should you shut him down? And he goes, are you kidding me? Look at my staff. I have nobody.
That's why I call him Rod Garbage Fire, because that's what he's managing, is a garbage fire.
That poor guy. Honest to God.
I mean, I like the guy. I think he's a good manager.
Me too.
But who's going to do anything with this bucket of bullshit?
I mean, isn't Pujols anywhere around that they could get him back?
Travel's there. Travel's there.
No. Gene Lamont.
How about Scrap Iron?
That's what I said last winter. Hire Gene Lamont.
I think they should just name the batting coach.
Have a babysitter.
Lloyd.
Legendary
Lloyd. Oh, my God.
Hey, look how well he did in Seattle.
Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, he took the team to...
Another CAC.
CAC coming up.
There we go. Give him something to do. He can't help the hitters. He might as well go out there and kick some dirt on the umpire's shoes or something.
You know, really, the last coach that was worth a damn got blown out because he said something racial.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I can't think of the last 5 years which coach, not Wild Man Windmill Clark, everybody comes in. You're on first base? Come on in.
Keep going. Keep going.
Second baseman got the ball? Come on in. You know?
He'll never get you.
Down. Slide a little bit there, boy. You know? Come on in. I've never seen a catcher hold on to the ball and Clark repeatedly waves men in.
He's at third base waving them in, and the catcher's still holding the ball.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on in.
Yeah, come on in. I mean, they're forming like a human line like they do in soccer. They all are passing the ball to each other because this guy isn't, I mean, it's like Red Rover. You know, you're not going to get through this. And Clark's waving them in. Wait, Clark doesn't know how to put a hand up. You know, maybe there's something wrong with his arm. You know? It's like, I want to go, I can't! You know?
It's like a twitch.
And it just happens every time a guy sees a man running in front of him. He twitches, why is this doing? See, he wants to say stop, but his hand just moves. You know, so they're thinking, oh, that means go in. Honest to God. We should actually watch a game. Not watch a game, but hopefully that there would be a game on Sunday. So you can watch a NASCAR audience and a Detroit Tiger audience and see who's got less in the stands. Because 16,000, I will say that the Illiches are extremely creative. You know, Pistons, I think, were the worst. There's two guys, there's the two old guys from the Muppets in the top. That's the only people that are there. Another sellout here at the Palace, you know.
They don't have enough seat covers for Comerica.
God bless. I mean, where are you going to... You might as well go to where the Negro League was in Hamtramck and play there. You know, at least you'd fill up the bleachers.
Or go where Tiger Stadium was.
Yeah, and take your... You know, really, who bought a loft there? That's weird as hell, you know?
Well, I think what they should do is they should pair up with DCFC and have double headers.
DCFC. But the DCFC crowd is the most fun, by far. You know, if there is a team in Detroit that's worth your consideration, DC, FC. Matter of fact, Stroh's even has a new DCFC beer.
Really?
Yep, new lager with the colors and everything. Very nice. But they're exciting. They're fun. Even if you don't know anything about soccer, it's fun to go.
With the Tigers, it's a great place to go if you have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Knock you right out.
Yeah.
Well, if that doesn't do it, then watch the TV broadcast.
Oh, God. Just don't eat the Caesar Supreme.
That's right.
Coming up.
Caesar Supreme.
Mmm, tasty.
Otherwise, you won't sleep at all.
You know what they should have?
Or you sleep for a long time.
Remember back when the Sky Dome was new, and they'd always have like some chick giving a guy a hand job, and there'd always be a video of it, you know, like somewhere up in left field, you know, an up and upper thing.
They'd forget to close the drapes.
Yeah. Or there'd be like some chick, you know, lap dancing a dude, and her pants are down to here, and they're all like, ooh, and they put them on the kiss cam, you know, and they're like banging away, and the guy's about ready to do an O-face, and you go, well, whatever, you know, at least I'm getting some. They should bring back that couple, put them in at Co-America, spread them around, you know, and then just like, where are they going to be today? You know, the bang cam. Here we go. What they doing?
But by the way, when you paid $40 to park your car and you paid $80 a ticket, this is what we did to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe just have like a roving whore. You know, some chick that will sit on your lap, depending who you are. You know, I mean, instead of giving away
bobblehead.
That'd be
better than Gibson going through the stands, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. I thought he was making a milkshake. Yeah, that's cold. Burr. That's, I'll give me one.
Loser.
There I go. You know.
You know, they have a new medicine for Parkinson's disease, but it says on the bottle, shake well.
Why would it say that?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. I have no rim shot here for you. I'll give you a kazoo, though. There you go. Does that make you all powered up now? Now don't you want to watch? You know, and the funny thing is people are going, well, football's ready, you know? And then they come today, they go, well, their two-minute offense and their defense needs lots of work. You know, and this defense was going to be the most fearsome foursome we've ever had.
That's because, you know, Matt Patricia is a defensive genius.
Because how many years is it going to take them? You know, we've heard all the excuses. We're just ready. I mean, we almost have like a poster in Detroit of first-year excuses, second-year excuses, third-year excuses, and momentum.
Fire the coach.
Yeah. Oh, no, not in 3 years. Have you ever seen anybody do that in Detroit?
No, 4 years. Then fire the coach.
Can you make one happen in 4 years? They normally keep him around.
You can't fire him until he goes 9-7. Because 9-7 isn't good enough.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So we may be here a while because I don't see his team going 9-7 for a long time.
His pick is sharp.
Well,
or his axe is sharp.
They were talking on the Channel 7 Sports that Matt Stafford is really happy with his new tight end.
Here I am.
Mrs. Ford is too.
Wait a minute, wow. I knew you were calling me back.
Well, I guess there's a couple people that are happy with their tight ends.
Oh, I'll say. I love the two-a-days.
Well,
but
Mrs. Ford's not, you know, she likes more than just tight ends. She likes linebackers, too.
That's right. I like it when
I don't think Matt Stafford likes his linebackers. He just likes his tight ends.
I like it when they throw it long. I'm standing by the Auburn bus. When's that coming by? By the way, Auburn and who? Alabama play? In 3 weeks, the collegiate teams start kicking off. Does anybody give a damn?
Not me. Well, I can't wait to see this Jim Harbaugh.
Khaki pants cares.
Allegedly, number one ranked everywhere.
Really?
Yep, because nobody likes this Ohio coach. Not for the first year.
Yeah.
You know?
Picking Michigan to win the Big Ten.
Huh?
I mean, it's... They're going Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State. The fighting Illini.
And then the rest of the the gang.
Boy, did you see Minnesota's helmets? I mean, it looks like Notre Dame. It's like super glow gold.
Huh.
You know? I mean, it's like on a sunny day, it's going to be reflective.
The Golden Gophers.
That's right.
I'm so scared. You know? All right, whatever. However... If you take a look at the Big Ten, you think Northwestern's going to make a move this year? No. You know, they always win like two to ruin somebody's season, and that's about it. And then they go back in their hole. You know, Michigan is not... I'll be impressed if Michigan goes slightly over 500.
Oh, they'll go better than 500.
Like what?
They'll lose
9-7.
No, they'll lose two games probably.
And that's enough to knock you out, which is really pathetic.
They're going to play just well enough to get one of their consolation bowl games again.
You think they're going to win the Big Ten?
Probably not.
Allegedly,
Michigan State might win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
How does Michigan State come back that fast?
Because they have a good coach.
Yep. But who's running the offense?
Not Khaki Pants.
No, true. But I mean, how's their quarterback?
Well, they got Lewicki back.
Is that a plus? I mean, what did he do last year?
But do they have their running backs and wide receivers back?
I haven't checked.
I haven't done my usual college.
Well, it's not the pigskin preview just yet.
Yeah.
You know?
We got 3 weeks.
Yeah, really.
I just set up my college fantasy, college football fantasy league. I haven't had a chance to go in there and look at stuff yet. But
will they have football on Wednesday night?
I don't think so.
Like collegiate football, like two-way?
I mean, and then they'll have the Ball State or Toledo, they'll have a game during the week. I think it's on Thursdays or something.
Well, isn't pro, don't they have a Thursday night game? Monday night game, Thursday night game, Sunday night game, Saturday
is football. Or is it Friday night? Friday night, I think they have college football.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So you got Tuesday, Wednesday. It doesn't have football.
Yeah.
Either pro or college.
So you can enjoy the remainder of the baseball season.
The playoffs.
And the beginning of my favorite sport.
Hockey.
Hockey season.
Red Wing season, Red Wings, right around the corner. Yes.
Can't wait for Mickey Redman.
Already won the title. Already got the cup. We're just waiting to give it back to somebody.
And you know, when we get into the playoffs, going to be interesting because Houston is so stacked now, and the Yankees didn't make any moves.
That was surprising.
They needed some pitching.
Neither did Boston. Boston made nothing either.
Yeah, but Boston's getting grilled for it.
Yeah.
And Boston, I mean, when they didn't make a move, that whole team checked out. You know, you're running on fumes anyways. Nobody likes that manager, Cora. You know, yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know who you are, but you know, you seem like another Phillies experiment.
Yeah. And the National League, it's a foregone conclusion. It's the Dodgers again. They're just so stacked.
However, can they be knocked out?
Well, they can be. Will they? They haven't been the last few years.
I mean, any team could lose. I mean, you can get a hot team to beat somebody. I mean, but percentages are...
Who's the gray horse? Who's the dark horse coming out of the National League?
Atlanta would be the team I would think would have a chance to beat them. But not a very good chance.
How do they match up?
In the West? Who would be in the West, maybe?
I mean, you're going to get another playoff team out of the West? I mean, I think Arizona was second, weren't they? Let me look.
D-backs?
Yeah, but now they traded Greinke. I don't know what kind of pitching staff they got left.
Yeah, Diamondbacks are tied for second in the West with the Giants. They're both under 500.
The Giants?
Yeah.
The Giants have been playing. Giants have won 14 out of 15 now?
Is that why they keep Baumgarten? Because everybody goes, what the hell? What are you keeping this guy for?
Yeah, I think they're trying to get like a wild card.
So they get a wild card, then so what? I mean, I realize anything can happen. However, you know, but if you're that hot, if you have Mo.
The National League looks like this. You got the Dodgers 75-40. Then you have Atlanta at 66-48. The Cubs are the third division leader at 61-51.
Milwaukee.
Well, Cardinals, actually.
The Cardinals and Milwaukee are
Milwaukee close. Just got smacked, didn't they?
Yeah. They've kind of stumbled lately.
Milwaukee's lost two starters. They lost
Woodruff, Woody Woodpecker.
And he had a good record. He was 12-3.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I got him on my fantasy team. That's
how long did they lose him for?
He's been
up for about a month, and they were expecting him back like September 1, I think.
Oh, he'll be fresh.
Hell yeah.
Your two wild card teams right now are Washington and Philly, but the Cardinals are half game out.
For killing Philly or killing Washington?
Either one.
Good.
Yeah, because I think they're tied. Yeah.
Kill Washington.
Tied. In the American League, you have the Yankees at 73-39, Houston at 73-40, and Twins at 70-42. Your two wild card teams right now are the Indians and the Rays. Athletics half game out. And Boston's Athletics. 5.5 out of the wild card.
Honest to God, the Athletics come out of nowhere.
Oh, they did always this every year.
I was going to say. Somehow, some way, and ever since the trade deadline, they kick a gear, man. You know?
And they lost their top pitcher, Medea? Is that Medea? Medea, the left-hander?
Medea. That's all, folks.
Manea?
Yeah. Manea. Yeah.
Tomato, okay. Tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on, and they play better since he's been on the DL.
Yeah.
Their pitching staff's been pretty good.
Now flip it around. Look at the toilet bowl. There is nobody in the National League that is as bad as Detroit.
There's nobody in any league that's as bad as Detroit.
That's what I'm saying. Or Baltimore. You know what? Miami, as much as we kicked their butt, they're actually okay. I mean, not okay.
42-69. Baltimore is 38-74. And the Tigers are 4.5 worse than Baltimore now at 32-77.
You know, you wonder, and it's something that you brought up too, that Detroit's played 5 games less than Baltimore. How did that happen? I mean, I don't think you had that many rainouts, did you?
There's 3 games now.
Oh, 3 games?
Yeah, they're catching up.
Okay, good. And they're still losing.
Still losing.
Thank God. You know, we wouldn't want you to take those 5 games and win. You know, tanking is fundamental. You know, and
with the stress on the fun part, right? Fundamental.
You know what's even more funnier is that nobody has said this team's checked out because nobody cares.
No.
They never checked in, you know? So this
is. Well, they're still playing hard. They're still trying.
Yeah. They're grinding.
It just doesn't matter because they suck.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he tried to catch that ball. It bounced off the heel of his glove, but he tried.
That's baseball.
That's baseball.
That's fundamentals. Fundamental of baseball. Hit the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. All right, run, but that's kind of a human thing.
Can you imagine if you were to take Rod Gardenfire out to a bar, get a couple of beers
in him? Oh, my God, he'd just, like, lay it out.
Oh, my God.
He would start a bar fight. He'd be Mr. T. He'd be, like, punching everybody, you know? Holy Lord, that's exactly what you want, you know? Yeah, I bet you he'd be, like, crying and shit.
I can't believe this bullshit. I've never seen such a dog and pony show. It's horrible.
Thank God he's got the Detroit media, which I've only seen one time they've gone against him. But, I mean, even when you read the reviews from the game last night, you know, with your bowl of oatmeal or malted meal, the San Francisco treat, you know, it's the same thing. You know, they were leading to the sixth inning. Here comes Hernandez, here comes Soto, and here comes another loss for the Tigers. You know? I mean, if you have guys that are consistently this fucked, you know, I mean, as everybody says, well, why don't you go dig down into Erie? What do you have to lose? Nothing.
But sometimes
rushing people is not the best way to go.
Right.
Well, but I mean, if they're going to throw pitches down in Erie, they can throw pitches up here. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah.
They're going to burn innings down there. They can burn innings up here.
You know, that's actually an interesting point. You know, they're young now. How much more seasoning do you need?
Well, the point is you want them pitching against hitters that they can get out. You know, they're working on different stuff. And to just go up and get your brains beat out at the major league level, what are you going to learn?
I give you Trumbull.
Well, he's not getting his brains beat out. He's just doing fairly well.
Yeah, he just came off a DL.
He got trashed when he came off. But
yeah, but they got him on a pitch count, 75 pitches, and they took him out in the third inning yesterday.
They had a 70 pitch count, and they pulled him out in 76, and those 6 pitches got him in trouble. Dumbasses. Pull him out if you're going to pull him out, but uh-oh, it's time for basketball. We have nothing to talk about. Anyways, back to Gardenhire.
Garbage fire.
Garbage fire. Yeah, I mean, we don't have, Except for, it's like, did you see the new Piston practice facility? I thought they had one already. You know? Evidently, they're still building it. How are you building it, you know, after you've already played down there? How does that work out? It's not like you had the Palace or Oakland University to play out with.
Maybe they went to Warren Mott.
Practice there. There you go. And still walking there. I've never heard radio silence from a basketball team. There is nothing, you know? I mean, we've even heard stuff from, you know, hockey over the summer season. Nothing about your basketball team, you know? Or your Michigan State team, or your Michigan team, which is going to be a huge crapshoot.
And it's not like there's a lot of news crowding them out.
No. Any story is a good story right about now.
Yeah, please distract us from this baseball team.
I mean, you think about it. Once we walk into, like, what, October, when everybody's in swing? Hockey?
Well, September. September's training camp.
Yeah, but when's the real game?
First week of October.
And kind of same with basketball, isn't it?
They were in a little later.
October, basketball starts, like, around Halloween.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's see. We have collegiate football starting September. You have hockey camp.
The hockey camp starts 13th of September.
You know, it would be very interesting if Fox shows those games, because they normally never, ever show preseason. But you wonder if they don't make a decision to go, all right, maybe we'll get more viewers. Because right now, they got to be swimming in the red.
Oh.
Huge, man. You know? I mean, I don't even know who's advertising on them anymore, but I don't think it's national. You know? I think it's a bunch of... are they winning?
Bunch of cacks.
Yeah.
I got them. There you go.
You mean broadcasting on the Tiger games?
Yeah. I mean,
who's... I think I saw Ed's Lube Shop.
One hung Lowe's. Yeah. I mean, who else do you have? You know, you don't have Budweiser, you know, because they cut back. Everybody's cut back. All the traditional sports stuff is just topsy-turvy. But you wonder if you lived in St. Louis where you had, we talked about this last week, and I'm trying to remember what we said. Who's a good four-team city? Not necessarily all champions, but like a champion or two and folks that are competitive. I'm trying to go.
Philadelphia?
Yeah, because normally knee jerk we go Phillies? No, but yeah.
Yeah.
Football is competitive. You know, hockey team.
Can't get much worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the best. You almost have to go from hockey up.
Who's Chicago? The Cubs?
Yeah, but.
Blackhawks
good. Suck.
Now they do. They've been good.
Yeah, but I mean today.
Huh, today?
Yeah, you almost want to go with the smallest, with the NHL, who's got great or very competitive NHL team, and then spread out.
Well, there is a team out there that hasn't won since 1967.
Boo! Yeah, but they only have a big... they don't. So they don't have football.
The Argonauts.
Yeah.
You suck!
There you go.
Oh, they do suck. They only won one game.
That's what I'm saying. Give me the Alouettes. Just on the name itself. That is the most unmanly sounding name for a football team.
The Redblacks have more wins than the Argonauts.
So badass a name. We got to get a jersey. We just have to go. We have to go there. We've got to go to Hamilton. You know, Hamilton with a cardboard sign. Honk if you want an NHL franchise. You know?
Cops Arena.
I'm telling you, hurry. I mean, we're going to start that. I think we're going to start it in earnest in September. You know, we're fighting. The authorities are fighting to get you, and we'll do like a pointing finger.
What's the communist phone number? We got to start calling them. Batman. We got to call the communists.
I was going to say, and we call them Putin.
Vladdy.
How are things over there?
Vladimir Batman.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Putin will get him on the stick. There you go. We'll get an NHL franchise from. They'll move somebody from New York.
Yeah, we got to get Batman on the stick here to.
I like to get Batman on a stick.
Oh, I'd like to get Batman a lot of shit.
Right. Yeah, right
there. We won't get into that right now. We'll wait till hockey season, and then I'll get on your ass.
Right around the corner. We're also right around the corner. Kenny, what did we not talk about one whole minute?
What didn't we talk about? Shit, we covered just about everything tonight, didn't we?
That's baseball.
We didn't talk about the new Tigers player, though, because they picked up a guy on waivers. You got a guy that was waived. He was a pitcher. He was waived from Seattle. And they picked him up, and he sent him down to Toledo, put him on the 40-man. So now they're finally at they have a full 40-man roster.
Why'd you get somebody on waivers?
Well, because Seattle cut him. They DFA'd him, and they picked him up.
Oh, yeah. So
he couldn't pitch for Seattle, but we want him.
Oh, my God. But he could last place Seattle.
Yeah.
And it was probably the fifth or sixth man in the rotation.
But it kind of tells you something. You got a team here. You couldn't fill your 40-man roster all year.
Yeah, and so now you're in the top part of August. So what kind of... But who was the super scout that found this gem, this nugget in the rough, this piece of corn in a turd?
This brown and wrinkly nugget, right?
he must have been cheap.
There you go.
Must have been cheap. My God.
Right. All right,
he couldn't be... It must have been the air in Seattle. He couldn't pitch there, so he had to come to Detroit.
Yeah, because you can't pitch in Seattle.
Yeah, because the ball was too light or too wet. Yeah. One of the two.
Yeah, or the wind kept blowing the ball over the stands or into the stands or something.
Is it going to rain tomorrow? Shouldn't your bunion tell you?
It might rain a little bit the next 2 days.
But what does a little bit mean? A little bit in the morning, screw up your day?
Yeah, but I'm still going to get my lawns cut.
That's my boy. Talking about getting things cut. Whatever we talked in one whole minute there, Mark.
Wow, I don't know.
There you go. You're the director. You know all sports at all times. 30 monitors, no waiting.
All I know is the last few days there hasn't been a whole lot on TV. I've been watching a lot of soccer.
You know what? Really, it's almost Detroit teams are pushing us to watch porn all day. There's nothing else on.
Porn soccer.
And even the
because I talk of soccer. There you go.
And even the porn isn't that good anymore.
It's been, especially the Russian porn. So watered down. You know? Good God. I can only see that so many times.
Okay. We got to make another call to Vladdy? tell him to get his shit together with the porn?
You don't have world-class porn, dude. I have to tell you. Trump's kicking your ass in this porn business.
You got to get the girls better. You got to start making the vodka better? What?
Don't make it look like when they're blowing somebody that there's a guy with a gun off stage looking at them going, do it. You know? Yeah. Because they're like, oh.
Get the AK-47 out of the picture.
That's right. That doesn't show love.
Yeah.
It shows profit margin. But talking about profit margin, we will see you on Podbean, PODBEAN. You can take us anywhere with you to the porn store, to Russia, wherever you want. It's Podbean, put CKIW in there, and just in the search box, and go down to Detroit Sports Authorities.
Yeah, just but don't... you can't take us to Comerica Park.
That's right, because you can't win there.
And,
that's right.
Yeah, and if you and don't order the Caesar Supreme either.
Tasty. So, you know what we need? We got to find, like, Keith Jackson sayings, you know, put them in. You know, even that, oh, by golly thing, you know? Yeah. Between that, I mean, really, was there any other collegiate football dude? I mean, he could never make it to the pros, but God, he was so well-loved. I mean, even when he would do, like, NASCAR and stuff. I mean, what a great name for a 60s/70s sports announcer. Keith Jackson! You know, that whatever weird body style he had, you know. But he always had that really cool ABC crest on him and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sharp. Talking about sharp, we gotta get out of here. So... For the Super CPA, Kent Pocket, and our Sport Director, Mark Milicek, John Server says we'll see you next week on the Sports Authorities.
Bye.